Now, friends, we're in this section here that we've come to where we're actually dealing with the officers in the church. He brought to our attention in a very definite way the fact that there was coming into the church an apostasy. That is, there would be men who would profess to believe, but they would move away from the faith and finally get to the place where they would deny it, and they would put an altogether different emphasis upon the Word of God. And as a result, why, a good minister should warn people of that. And Paul says in verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine unto which thou hast attained. Now, actually, the minister and every believer is a minister. But here he's thinking of Timothy as being a teacher of the Word of God. And I believe that this is a gift some men have, some don't. Some men have another gift. They have the gift of a pastor, that is, to be able to deal with people personally and individually. But all believers are ministers. We've seen that before. And therefore, a believer, how will he be able to build up himself? I get letters from so many pastors. They feel a great need, many of us in the ministry. How are we going to grow in the Word of God? And he's going to talk about that just a little later. But here he's making it clear that the way we're to be built up is not to go off in a tangent on this matter of diet or this matter of you can eat this and you shouldn't eat that, and that we have to adopt some ascetic program as if that would commend you to God. Well, what are we to be built up in? Well, our diet is to be nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. And he commends Timothy here that he's attained to that. Now, some folk think that there was a danger of Timothy over there in the city of Ephesus, where there was so much of religion and the work of Satan was so obvious over there, that there was a danger of this young preacher going off in that. I don't think so. I think Paul makes it clear, you've attained to this, Paul says. Now, that's the thing that you are to pass on to these others, that they might warn against that thing. And now he moves on down in this, that he should warn them not only of the apostasy and false teachers by teaching the words of faith himself, but now he is to refuse or to avoid profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. That is in verse 7. He is to practice godliness in his life, but he is to refuse the profane and old wives' fables. I know when I grew up as a boy, there were a lot of old sayings that would be quoted to us as children by the older people. I know that we visited in a home, and I think she was a dear Christian woman, but she had some of the most peculiar things. And I remember that she had something that everybody should have, and that was sulfur and tartar. And I was fed that because my mother listened to her. And I want to tell you, I've had enough sulfur and tartar to make a small mountain. And I don't know whether it did me any good or not, but she thought it was a thing to do, that that's all that I needed as a boy, if you just give him plenty of sulfur and tartar. And by the way, it was mixed in honey sometimes and mixed in molasses at other times. And I want to say I didn't care too much for it. And I don't know that it did me any good at all. These are the things that he's warning against. And when I had cancer, I suppose that I received, without exaggeration, over 100 books on diet. of what I was to eat to get rid of cancer. And the very interesting thing is that I never followed any of them, because if any one you'd follow, you'd contradict the other. One book said, eat plenty of grapes. Another one said, don't touch them. One book said, eat honey. Other said, don't touch it. Another said, let white bread alone, and that sort of thing. Well, I never paid too much attention to that, because I was listening more to the great physician. He had my case, and I felt like that he could handle it. And this type of thing today, so many people put more emphasis on that than they do the Word of God. Now, no minister ought to be emphasizing that type of thing. After all, we are to give out the Word of God.